U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice began talks with European and Russian officials today to urge greater international pressure on Iran to halt uranium enrichment, just days after a U.S. national intelligence estimate concluded Iran suspended its nuclear weapons program years ago. Meanwhile, the United States says it will not alter plans to build a missile defense system in Europe to counter a threat from Iran. Professor of Defense Studies at the Institute of World Politics in Washington, D.C., Walter Yaiko, spoke with us about the broader strategic implications of the situation.
We don't know whether they have a plutonium program also. All the talk has been about uranium enrichment program, because that's what was disclosed in public. The point is, though, if any country, and directly, that have proliferated nuclear weapons, they've developed the programs on parallel tracks of both uranium and plutonium. It would be, I think, strange if the Iranians hadn't put both tracks at the same time as other countries have. And by the way, it's not only the fear of nuclear weapons. The Iranians have made no secret that they intend to drive the West out of the Gulf, and the Iranians have made no secret that they intend to be the paramount power Gulf region, and they've taken steps towards that. And it was only last week that Ahmadinejad, at a conference, proposed a security treaty with the Arab states bordering the Gulf that clearly would put Iran in the lead position.